Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Yesterday's ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court proves once again that elections do indeed have consequences. For many on the right, the main focus of the 2016 presidential election was not the presidency itself, but the fact that the next president would appoint two and possibly three new justices to the U.S. Supreme Court. In the eyes of many, the court has for years been acting as a super legislature, awarding by judicial decree that which was not achievable by political consensus. In essence, we were being forced by the court down a path that the people of the U.S. would never have chosen for themselves. In June 2015, President Obama announced an end to the ban on transgender serving in the U.S. military. At that point, liberal generals handpicked by the president began to implement the policy. Training manuals were adjusted to allow men who believe they're women to begin using women's restrooms, showers, and locker rooms, and the language was so explicit that it said that female soldiers were not allowed to cover themselves or turn away for fear of offending the transgender soldier. Military hospitals were also told to begin preparing for pregnant male soldiers. Yes, you heard that correctly. These would actually be pregnant female soldiers identifying as male. It was political correctness taken to a new and absurd extreme. And at stake was force readiness, esprit de corps, and the lethality of the entire U.S. military. President Obama also wanted U.S. taxpayers to pay for sex change operations, which would cost millions and render the soldier undeployable for up to 9 months. Thankfully, President Trump was elected before the order could be fully implemented, and one of his first actions as president was to put the plan on hold. Conservatives cheered, liberals wailed, and it was off to court. Cases filed in Washington State and California ensured that the issue would eventually be heard by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, arguably the most liberal appellate court in the nation. In the past, the U.S. Supreme Court would have rubber-stamped anything coming out of the Ninth Circuit, but a decision yesterday indicates that may no longer be the case. In a narrow 5-4 decision, the court set aside the orders from three federal judges and ruled that President Trump's ban on transgenders serving in the military could be enforced, at least temporarily, while the cases proceeded in the lower courts. At issue is the separation of powers and whether or not the commander-in-chief is allowed to listen to his generals and set policies that result in the strongest fighting force possible. Conservatives cheered the decision and reiterated that the military is no place to carry on grand social experiments. It appears the Supreme Court may have finally turned a corner, exercising judicial restraint and recognizing for the first time in decades the importance of the separation of powers. It's why conservatives came out in droves during the 2016 presidential election, and it's proof positive that elections do indeed have consequences. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.